It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
A weekend of Broncos talk starts now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. So which wide receiver should you be favoring? Jacob Gibbs joins us. He's a Sportsline analyst. He's a great fantasy football mind. He punches all the numbers, looks at all the data, and tells us what we need to know. And gives you splits that you're just not going to hear anywhere else. So first we're going to start with a Courtland Sutton profile, Jacob. And let's talk about... Here's a guy who's already had a 1,000-yard season under his belt. I think fantasy managers right now are gravitating to Sutton over Judy. What's the first thing you want to tell us about, you know, how his previous success will translate to this year?
Yeah, so he has had one 1,000-yard season, as you mentioned. But the other two complete seasons we've seen from really are not that impressive. And the thing I really want to focus on here is his average depth of target. So as a rookie, Sutton's ADOT was 14 yards. And we saw him, you know, at just 1.3 yards per route run, which is 14% below the league average. He was only targeted on 16% of his routes. His second season, when he really went off in 2019 for 1,100 yards, his average depth of target was all the way down to 11.5, which is right around the league average. The year before, it was 14. He was being used way more downfield. But when he really saw him be successful, he was used in a more short yardage role, more of a, you know, true wide receiver one type of role. He was targeted on 23% of his routes, up from 16% as a rookie. And his yard per route run rate was all the way up to 2.08, which was 34% above the league average. And in the year before, when he was much more downfield, it was 14% below the league average. He missed most 2020. And then in 2021, we saw his average depth of target all the way up to 15.4 yards, which is one of the highest among qualified receivers. He was only targeted on 18% of his routes. And his yard per route run rate was 6% below the league average. So we've seen one year where he was, you know, the true alpha in the offense and was, you know, used more around the line of scrimmage, shorty targets. And that's when he thrived. But when he's been used more as a downfield threat, he's not been as efficient. And I think that that's what we're going to continue to see here with Jerry Jeudy occupying more of a short yardage role. With that said, Russell Wilson is a massive upgrade in the quality of deep targets that we're going to see Sutton get. Wilson had the highest average depth target in 2021, only Kirk Cousins had a higher passer rating on attempts to travel 15 or more yards. So definitely an upgrade on deep targets, but really just the role has not been conducive to fantasy success so far.
What about man versus zone? This is an area that you look at a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Teddy Bridgewater has actually been better than Russell Wilson versus man coverage. He had the highest completion percentage in the NFL versus man in 2021. And since 2019, he's third in completion percentage, Russ is 20th. Yards per attempt, Bridgewater is 6th, Russ is 24th. So he actually is a huge upgrade there over Russ. And that's an area that Courtland Sutton has been pretty dependent on. He's been 19% more likely to draw a target versus man than versus zone. And he's been 40% more efficient at creating yards on a per route basis when facing man coverage. So he now gets a quarterback who is much better versus zone, which is, you know, predominantly used in the NFL at 65% of the time you're going to be facing zone coverage. So just kind of a slight change in, you know, the fit here. I think Bridgewater really was, you know, conducive to success for these, you know, man dominant receivers like Tim Patrick and Courtland Sutton, and Russ maybe not so much.
Okay, this is, so far is not a very good Courtland Sutton episode. what about his splits with and without Jerry Jeudy on the field?
It doesn't get much better. When Jeudy was on the field in 2021, he was clearly Denver's wide receiver one. So Jeudy was 63% more likely to draw a target than Courtland Sutton when they were both on the field. That came on 224 routes. It's not a small sample size. And Jeudy was clearly favored as the wide receiver one. And this stat really blew me away. 83% of Sutton's fantasy points came with Jeudy off the field last year. 59% of his routes came with Jeudy off the field. But 83% of his fantasy points came during that time.
That's okay, insane. That's not good. That's not good. I mean, I want to throw all this stuff out. And I like both of them. And just say, you know, better quarterback. Sutton had that great year with a bad quarterback with, you know, Drew Lock and others. I'm hoping this doesn't matter. Jacob.
I'm hoping so, too. I like Cortland Sutton. I think it's more fun when he's good. And I think, like we said, Russ really does like to target receivers downfield. So I think one of him or Tim Patrick could be good. I don't get why people are favoring him over Jeudy, honestly, given the data that we have.
Well, most people don't know the data that we have, so that's why you're on the show. We'll talk about Jerry Jeudy tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today in 5.